Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a selector dub style breakdown blueprint in Ableton Live 12, and we're using groove pool tricks to give it that dusty, human, old school jungle and early D&B feel. The goal here is not to make a full track. We're building a breakdown that sits between drops or inside the middle of the arrangement and gives the tune space, tension, and attitude. You want it to feel like a real record moment, not empty, not random, just selective, dubby, and dangerous. In D&B, this kind of breakdown matters because it gives the listener a reset without killing momentum, and technically, it gives you a controlled place to shape groove, low-end absence, and texture so the next drop lands harder. That's why this works in D&B. Contrast is everything, and a good breakdown makes the return feel huge. Start simple. Open a clean 16-bar section in arrangement view and give yourself just a few lanes to work with. One break loop, one dubstep or chord hit, one short bass tease, and one track for atmosphere or FX. Keep it lean. A lot of beginners overload the idea before the groove is even there, and then everything fights for attention. We want the interaction between a few strong elements, not a pile of parts. First, choose your break. A chop jungle break or a sparse old school loop is perfect. You want obvious snare hits, some ghost detail, and enough character that it already feels like sampled music rather than clean programming. Loop it for 2 or 4 bars, then decide whether you want it more exposed and broken, or more spacious and dubby. If you're aiming for that classic jungle rush, keep more of the break alive. If you want more selector dub space, let the skank and atmosphere do more of the talking. Now here's where the feel really comes alive. Open the groove pool and apply a groove to the break. Start light. You are not trying to drag the rhythm off the rails. You want it to lean. A good starting point is a timing amount somewhere around the middle, with very little random and only a touch of velocity. If the groove feels too stiff, nudge it a little more. If it starts feeling late or sloppy, back off immediately. What to listen for here is simple. The snare should still hit with authority, but the hats and ghost notes should feel like they're sitting just behind the pocket. If the whole break starts tripping over itself, the groove is too heavy. The break should feel human, not broken in a bad way. Next, don't just loop the break as a static bed. Chop it into a breakdown shape. Let the first couple of bars carry the full identity. Then remove some kick weight. Let the snare and ghosts breathe, and bring in a filler pickup near the end. A breakdown needs phrasing. It should evolve. You can use EQA to gently high-pass the break if it's crowding the sub, and drum bus or a little saturator if you want that worn, sample-aged grit. Keep the low end controlled. The breakdown is there to suggest the groove, not replace the full drop energy. Now add the dub skank or chord stab. This is where the conversation starts. Program a short minor stab or organ style hit on the offbeat, or just behind it. Give it a similar groove feel, but don't copy the break exactly. The break can be a little more loose and broken. The stab should feel intentional. Use a simple chain if you want. A short instrument sound, auto filter, echo and maybe the dark, short reverb. What to listen for here is the interplay. The break and the skank should feel like they're answering each other. If they feel too busy together, simplify the rhythm or shorten the tail. If the stab disappears, bring up the attack, reduce the reverb, or let a little more delay speak. For deeper selector dub mood, keep the stab sparse and let the echo fill the gaps. For more jungle urgency, make it more rhythmic and tighten the tail. After that, bring in a bass tease, not a full bass line, just a short phrase, a one-note answer, or a two-note response. In a dub breakdown, the bass should feel like pressure, not constant motion. Keep it short, leave gaps, and let the absence do some of the work. A good chain might be operator or wavitable, saturator for harmonics, EQA to clean up the top, and utility to keep the sub centered and mono. What to listen for here is whether the bass feels like weight or clutter. It should support the mood without taking over the arrangement. If the bass starts fighting the break's snare memory, shorten it. Thin it out. Make it more of a tease. That's usually the stronger move. Now shape the whole 16-bar section with automation. This is where the tension curve gets built. You can automate the filter cutoff on the stab or atmosphere, the reverb dry slash wet, the echo feedback for a little dub throw, and the volume on certain break fragments so the groove opens and closes over time. A strong breakdown often starts sparse, gets a little more active in the middle, then strips back again before the drop returns. A useful structure is this. The first 4 bars establish the vibe with space. The next 4 bars add a little more rhythmic activity. The following 4 bars bring in tension with a bass reply or filtered rise. and the last four bars thin out again and lead cleanly into the next section. That shape matters because DNB listeners need an energy map. If everything stays at the same intensity, the second drop loses leverage. Now add FX carefully. A reverse cymbal, a filtered noise swell, or short vocal or dub phrase can work beautifully, but only if it feels like punctuation, not decoration. Put FX on a separate track so you can mute them fast if they start crowding the groove. And if one of those FX moments is working, print it to audio. That's a really good habit in Ableton Live 12. It keeps you moving forward instead of endlessly auditioning tiny variations. A good mix check at this point is to loop from the end of the drop into the breakdown and back into the next section. Ask yourself three things. Does it still feel like DNB when the full bass drops out? Does the breakdown create contrast without killing momentum? And does the return feel earned? If the answer is no, the issue is usually too much low end left in the break, too many long tails, or not enough rhythmic anchor from the skank. Here's another important tip. Sometimes the breakdown sounds amazing on its own, but it doesn't function in the track. That's the trap. In DNB, cool in solo is not the same as useful in arrangement. Always test context. If the section does not make the drop hit harder, simplify it. Also, check your mono compatibility, especially on the break and bass. Wide effects can sound huge in stereo but fall apart in a club system. Keep the sub-centered. Keep the low end dry and focused. Put the mood in the mids and highs, not in the part of the spectrum that needs to stay solid. A really strong selector dub breakdown has a phrase shape you can follow. The first part is open and clear. The middle gets a little more active. The tension rises. Then the final two bars get cleaner so the next drop lands harder. That last thinning phase is powerful. Less often means more impact. If you want a darker, heavier DNB vibe, keep the sub present in memory, not in constant motion. Use one slightly dirty harmonic layer above the sub rather than three layers of processing. Let the break carry menace through ghost note timing. Keep filter moves narrow and useful. And if you want the breakdown to feel more DJ friendly, keep the ending cleaner and more blendable. If you want it to feel more dramatic, push the final bar harder with a fill or a bigger handoff. What to listen for here is the whole emotional arc. The section should breathe. It should feel moody, swung, spacious, and ready to return into impact. If it feels flat, you probably need more space, not more layers. If it feels messy, remove one element and let the groove speak louder. So here's the recap. Build your breakdown around one break, one skank, one bass tease, and controlled effects. Use Groove Pool lightly to bring in that old-school jungle human feel. Keep the low end short, centered, and intentional. Shape the section with automation and arrangement, not just sound design. And always check it against the drop before and after it, because that's where the real test lies. Now take the exercise. Build a 16-bar selector dub breakdown with one break loop, one dub stab, one bass tease, at least two groove pool moves, and no more than one reverb and one delay across the whole section. Then challenge yourself with two versions, one cleaner and more DJ-friendly and one darker, dirtier and more aggressive. Keep the core elements the same, and let the arrangement and automation create the difference. Do that, and you'll start hearing how a breakdown can hold tension without losing the dance floor. That's a big step. Keep it simple, keep it swinging, and make the drop come back like it means it.